Blog Talk Radio.
This is Weird Renegade Witches Blog. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done. I'm just waiting for Sandy to kick in. But before that, for just a minute, y'all, I'm having a black moment. Huh? Okay. Can you hear me? Oh, I mean, I'm not even on yet. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is Weird Renegade Witches Blog. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work. Then, of course, the subject today, the curse of the fuck up your life mother. And I open up the energies with the mothers of the earth. My mother, Sandy's mother, the ancestral mothers on her side, on my side. And I want the energies to bring truth and vibrations. So the first thing I'm going to do is open up the energies with Sandy. Just a moment. I can hear you.
Okay.
And I'm going to open up because I see there's somebody on hold already, Sandy, but go on and introduce yourself first.
Okay.
So,
do I really need an introduction? Well, no, because you're about to get into it, but I'm going to bring this person in to see what's the what's up, okay?
Okay, hopefully there's no bullshit. I'm starting with no bullshit. All right.
Hi, this is Catherine. How are you?
Hello, how is everyone?
Good.
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Energized.
Yeah, because I have a lot to say about this.
I know that's right.
Yes. I'm gonna introduce myself. My name is Jada. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. We had talked yesterday about the class. Yeah. It's interesting how you brought up this topic. I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to hop up on the radio and really just say how I feel about like this whole situation for like what I had experienced. I am 23 years old and I see a lot of things from like the underneath to the multi. Like it's my way of thinking is so like deep that I sometimes get lost in my own thoughts.
Are you just listening?
Who?
Oh, yeah. But,
okay, girl, I'm going to hang you up. Okay, I'll talk to you later during the lesson. Wait a minute. This is Weird When You Get Witches Blog. How can I help you? Hello?
Well, let me not sound belligerent.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah. Hi?
Hey, I'm just listening right now.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, I want to listen about, you know, the dirty mothers, the mothers that done kept you down, how to break free, did all this shit, try to take you away from your family. Now you don't talk to them, you don't want to fuck with them, and they act like they did, you did something to them, trying to put you under ritual still.
Do you have something to say? Because I'm picking up on your energy. What do you have to say about that on some real shit?
The shit fucked up, and you got to put back what they don't put on you, regardless if it's your goddamn mama.
Okay. So, in your case, has that happened, or do you know something? Because your energy says that you know and you understand what's going on.
I've observed it. I've observed it, and I've been through the shit.
Okay. Okay.
Been through the shit, dealing with that dark goddess of a mama, but she on the low vibrational side of shit.
That's interesting. A goddess. That's an interesting concept. I'm right now.
Don't know.
Right
you
now.
Don't
I'm
know. Don't know your motherfucking worth, so you dealing on the lower motherfucking side of things. And you try to put your children on the ritual, bring them down and shit, sucking off their energy like a succubus.
Yeah, he there's some rage there. I feel you, though.
No, I feel what he's saying. I feel it. I get it.
I told you, I said this topic, I told you yesterday or a couple of days ago, I said this topic can go on I don't know how long because, for one, there's kind of like an unspokenness with toxic mothers, and we don't really talk about it. And some of us
exactly.
Are
thank you for
about it.
Shame. Exactly. You said the word shame. You ashamed of the shit because you embarrassed, but then you got to realize it's not your fault. That's how the healing starts on your part.
Exactly.
That's right.
You gotta talk about it. And
let's talk.
Okay.
A lot of people need to talk about it, and a lot of people can relate. It's just a matter of getting it out there, and people need to just get the shit out and put them on blast in order to, you know. I hate saying heal.
Okay.
But
I'm going to hang up on this caller. Thank you for calling because there's another person calling already. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let me get this person.
This is going to be a heavy-ass show.
Thank you for calling Freaky Tales. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good.
I can't hardly hear.
Okay.
They're
not talking. Hello?
Okay.
So I'm going to head this off, and then I'm going to start off light. We're going to get heavy. Okay? And what's very interesting is that they talk a lot about the fathers and the energy that they've put on children and their own children, right? But we've never gotten into the root of our mothers and how they devastate our lives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The person is calling back. I hope they speak up this time. Let's see the what's up. Freaky Tales, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
My name is Stefan. I'm calling from Florida. You know me. I've been annoying you for like the past 3 months over my situation that I've been going through. You probably know who I am. But my name is Stefan. But I wanted to call in just because, you know, it's so crazy that you talk about the situation as far as, you know, dealing with your mother. It's really, you know, I feel like everyone has a moment in their life where it's kind of like the catalyst to where shit kind of just goes downhill, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was because of my mother. You know, my mother let a man, when I was like 8 years old, my mother let a man shit. In so many words, you know, instead of getting into the story, she let a man, well, while I was 8 years old, she let a man, a grown-ass man, wearing Timberland boots, stump on my motherfucking face, like stump on me.
Oh,
like I was a grown ass man. I was 8 years old, and she turned around. You know what I'm saying? And it's so crazy because that same day, when it happened, you know, my mom, it seemed like she really didn't care. And then after that, you know, because it was a situation to where CPS got called, Child Protective Services got called. You know, she had me lie for this nigga, so he wouldn't go to jail. Not only that, she went and still had a baby with this nigga.
Oh, damn.
So for me, that amongst a whole bunch of other shit. So as far as my relationship with my mother, you know, it's been very strange. It's been very hard. And you know, it's just so weird in as far as the dynamic between mothers and sons with their relationship. Because me, I have this, I don't know if it's because I'm a man, but I have this thing of like, okay, well, she's still my mother. You know, but my sisters, mm-hmm. on the other hand, they're like, fuck this bitch. I don't give a fuck about her. Fuck her. You need to fuck her. You know? So I see the dynamic, the different dynamic between, you know, how female would treat her son instead of her daughter. But yeah, I just wanted to call in and say that you know, as far as my mother, that is shit. That's the main catalyst of everything fucked up in my damn mm-hmm. life. You know, and it be like that sometimes. You know.
Let me ask you a question. You said you used to have a relationship with your mother?
Yes. Yeah. I'm in her house right now.
Okay, is it because you want to, or is it because you feel that you have to because that's your mother?
Well, if you want my honest opinion, as of right now, in this moment, shit is because a nigga's broke and I need a place to stay.
Okay, all right, keep it real, keep it real.
If it was my choice, my honest, wholehearted choice, I would not be. I wouldn't be in it. I would fuck with her from a distance. You know, it seems to work best that way. You know.
Okay. Because I think a lot of people, and I think we've had this discussion before, where we said, you know, because of Christianity, there's that whole, you know, regardless of what your parents do to you, especially your mother, it's like,
right.
You know, Christianity says, well, that's your mother, and you're supposed to take any fucking thing that, you know, she does to you or your parents in general do to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of the reason why we're in the state that we are in and we're so broken, because Christianity says we're supposed to do this. And
right.
It shouldn't be that.
I don't even want to say Christianity, because shit, my mother was a motherfucking heathen, you know. But it's mm-hmm. I really think it's like a black thing, to be honest, to where
yeah.
you know, to
mm-hmm.
be
yeah.
like, oh well, I don't give a damn,
yeah.
I'm your mom.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't want to keep you guys
okay,
too long.
That's okay, caller. Thank you for calling, because I want to piggyback on what you're saying. Okay.
Thank
but
you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
You too.
What I want to do is this. You and I have different dynamics with our mothers, right?
Right.
And I remember Karen, my friend Karen, but now my ex-friend, you and her
mm-hmm.
had a conversation. When you guys had the conversation, I think the conversation was that I didn't understand having a bad relationship with my mother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understood, not identifying with that. And some parts I don't understand. But I want to start it off by this, and I'm writing notes. And I'm going to piggyback on that caller. You said Christianity is the energy that most black people ride on when there's a loyalty to our mothers and fathers, but mainly our mothers. The energy,
right.
The caller said heathen. And he said, well, maybe not, but in reality, a heathen is connected to biblical energy, which
mm-hmm.
still ties back into the Bible. We hate to admit it, but we are attached to the Bible and the loyalty to our mothers, because
yes,
the Bible says yada, yada, yada. But he said,
mm-hmm.
my mother is a heathen.
But the bottom line is that she could be a heathen, but turn around and understand the scriptures of God and follow that, and then manipulate,
mm-hmm.
brainwash you with that loyalty.
Yeah.
Because I believe he has an attachment to his mother, which is psychological, which we all do. Because
mm-hmm.
I said to you, my mother had a noose around my neck and I couldn't move. But I hate to say it, if she didn't die, I don't know where I would be, because I'll probably be living with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So where I want to go with this is setting the tone. I want you to start with your story and start with how your mother used the Bible to keep you loyal to her energy, which was toxic, but then violating you, not putting you on front street, but real
mm-hmm.
and wayward, right?
Right. Yeah.
Well, I want you to be on some real, because
mm-hmm.
my experience is not your experience. But I bet
right.
you there are many others that can actually connect and feel a kinship with you and understand. Can you start your energies of what you went through? Okay?
I can. And I think what's a trip is when I have told you all the things that I have told you, it's like you were just like in disbelief of my relationship. And I think the most important thing to understand is that a lot of people never understood my interactions with my mother. My friends, boyfriends, everyone would never understand. You never understood my interactions with my mother until I actually told you, because you always felt that whenever, you know, I was around her, I didn't act like a daughter. And that is because of the treatment that I've experienced from my mother. Even going back, you know, as a little kid, I told you when I was, I think, 9 or 10, you know, I have an older brother named Randy, and he was the favored one. And I remember when I was like about 10 or 9 or 10, my mother accused me of stealing pills. And it really was my brother that stole the pills. But my mother accused me of stealing pills. And at that age, I held that for a long time. And I always viewed my mother as my hero. And I always, as a little kid and growing up, she was really important to me. I loved her, right? And not really tripping off of how she treated me. My mother would do things to me that, you know, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm a lamb and it's kind of like, oh, you know, that's my mother, whatever. But growing up and experiencing things I experienced, like when I think I told you when I was 16, I was still a virgin, but my mother always instilled in me, I don't want you to get pregnant. I don't want you to get pregnant. Now, I wasn't having sex, right? But my mother always used the Bible to, you know, to instill, I don't want you getting pregnant. I don't want you embarrassing me, blah, 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 the whole thing, right? But again, I'm not doing anything. When I was, I think, 16, my mother had the audacity to command me to lay down on the bed and open my legs so she could check to see if my hymen was still attached. And I told you, I had never told anybody that in my life. I think you were the only person that I ever told, and your face looked like it was going to fall off, you know, from disbelief that at 16, my mother is checking my pussy to see if I'm fucking. And I think that's why it took me so long to have sex, because I had a fear of her. And I remember telling you that, you know, I remember when I was, I think, 18 or 19, my mother's always been a bully, and she's always instilled fear in me. where I, you know, basically kind of like cowered to her. And I remember I was dating somebody that she didn't like. And one night, I forgot what happened, but basically trying to get away from her, I fell down the stairs and I twisted my leg trying to get away from her. And she stood at the top of the stairs and said, "That's what you get." And then she proceeded, she had, because I stayed with her at that time. And, you know, my father, I don't know where my father was, but even the days after, she would not speak to me like I did something wrong. And I didn't even bother to go to, you know, to have my leg checked or whatever. But she gave me the silent treatment. And even with that, you know, I let it go. And just, you know, things after things. I remember when I got married, I told you my mother, you know, the part of the wedding cake is supposed to be for your first anniversary. My mother ate my shit. My mother threw my wedding bouquet in the garbage that I was saving. And even though she'll give me she gave me excuses, I still let it slide because that's my mother. And that's all I kept thinking. That's my mother, and I'm not supposed to disrespect her. I'm not supposed to, you know, be to her like that. I had never, ever cursed my mother out. I never yelled at her. I never got with my mother. However, she had a whole heroin-addicted son who would steal her shit, get with her, get in her face, all kind of shit. He did every fucking thing that he wanted to do, but that's her son. I never got in trouble. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't fuck until I was 22. I had a baby when I was married. It's like I was the perfect. I wanted to be the perfect daughter in her eyes, not to embarrass her. I didn't think of myself. I didn't want to bring embarrassment and shame to my mother. So I never got in trouble. You know what I mean? My mother put me in Catholic school, and I did the best that I could. I didn't get in trouble in school. No matter what I did, she still treated me like shit. And it took me a long time to realize, but I didn't want to realize there's some jealousy there. And the older that I got, the more I look like her. And the more I look like her, the more people will compliment me and say, "Oh, you know, you look like your mother." My mother would get angry, and if they would just say, "Oh, you know, you're so beautiful," my mother would say, "Well, what about me? What about me? I'm her mother." And I didn't realize, you know, the competition. And I'm like, "Why are you tripping? I look just like you. I'm a mirror of you." But again, I'm not tripping because, you know, that's my mother. And, you know, the more, you know, I got older, the more she imposed on my life. And even, you know, when I had my son, when he was staying with her, she would poison his mind. But him being the little cancer that he is, he wouldn't tell me what, you know, that his grandmama was saying fucked up shit about his mother. It took his father, you know, when we were married, my ex-husband, to say, "Do you know your mother saying this kind of shit in front of Evan?" And I'm like, "No." And it took him a long time to say, "She's saying," you know, he didn't say it, I'm paraphrasing. It took him a long time to tell me that my mother was talking all kind of shit about me to my son, saying that I am irresponsible and I'm a horrible person and I'm this and I'm that. And just finding out at this stage in life that my mother has spread all kind of lies to every person that I've ever come in contact with, including my in-laws, including friends, and even you when you met her. And it's like when you started telling me, I was like, "What?" I'm like, "That's a lie." So it took meeting you. And I want also people to realize that, one, my mother is a witch. And she's practiced witchcraft for years. That's an important thing to mention. Even though she uses Christianity as a front, my mother really is a fucking witch. And I remember her doing shit to my father because my father would cheat on her and shit. And I remember her doing all kind of shit as a kid. And, you know, throughout my life, I remember the people she used to hang around with, that little fucking witches club that would kill everybody and shit for life insurance. So, and that's a whole nother story. She never wanted me to know who I was. And I think we had that discussion. I never knew that I had a natural born, you know, gift. And that I'm
Sandy, can I just stop you for one moment because I see there are other people calling in because I want to piggyback on what you talk about. I just kind of want to hear what the other people. Okay, great. Hi, caller.
Yes, hello.
This is Freaky Toes. How are you? Hi.
Hello. Hi. I'm fine. It's me again, Dad. I didn't know how to start the conversation off because this topic really does hit the nail. It really does.
Okay.
No, it really does. I hit the nail and stuff. I calmed down a little bit. Miss Sandy, I wanted to piggyback off of what you were saying about, like, your mother was a witch. I feel like my grandmother is a witch. She used Christianity to her finest. Like, I literally just moved out. I'm in college right now. So since this whole pandemic started, I had to move out of my dorm room to live with my grandma. And I've been living with her for at least 6 months, right? Like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been nothing but hell. True hell. And she's very, like, supposedly she has a mental illness. From her history, she went through a lot of abusive marriages. So that really has put a toll over her mental health and stuff. But, I could say that she has a little bit of mental health, and then half of it is just her being conniving. She's an Aquarius, by the way.
Hmm.
So she flip-flops all the time, and I can't rock with that. And I'm a Scorpio, so she feels like she could trick me.
Hmm.
She feels like I can't see her, but I can see right through her. And my moon sign is Capricorn, so it's like I have a dominant side that comes out of me, like my Capricorn side to be coming out of me and stuff, because I don't like that. She's very conniving. Like, recently, last month, in the middle of the month when I had moved out, I yelled at her and said, you supposed to be an elder. Like, you supposed to be, you know, a warm-hearted grandma. I said, you cold-blooded, like, you cold-hearted. And I said, God is going to bless me right in front of your face. She was like, God going to bless me too. I'm like, no, he's not. And she was like, you going to need me. You going to need me. I'm like, no, I don't. I said, I don't want to go to anybody that be putting curses on people. How in the world are you? I don't want you to pray over me. I don't know if you're going to put a curse over me. I just feel like a lot of elders, they use Christianity as a weapon, as a shield to cover up who they really are as a person. And it's really sick, and I feel like it's just some form of control that they use to try to wheel people in and try to control people. I want to... Yeah, that's my grandmother. And then I have my auntie. She's a Scorpio, and she's very abusive. Mind you, my grandmother is an Aquarius. She's very flip-floppy. She's very jealous of my auntie. And then there's my mother, that's a Capricorn. And my mother, I would say that she's not really here. It's like she's somewhere, it's like her mind is somewhere else. It's like she doesn't really, I wouldn't say she doesn't care. She's just not 100% here for me or my two other siblings. And it's like, it seems like I'm over my mother. And and I just feel like my auntie and my grandmother, they double teamed on my mother, I guess when she was younger, to the point where she doesn't really know how to think on her own. It's like she feels like that she needs, like, to rely on them. And I'm the total opposite because I already, like, realize, like, what's going on. Because it seems like when my mother tries to be at a rise in life, they would tear her down and say that she's stupid, all of this and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, just really tear her down. But my mother, her being a Capricorn, she would combat from that. But at the same time, it's like her mental, it's not as, how can I say this, advanced. And just off of the experience, like with my mother, she wasn't as abusive. She just wasn't understanding. I went through depression all throughout high school. I was depressed. I was so unhappy. I didn't want to live on this earth. I used to let so many people come into, like, my life and try to control me and try to dictate who I should be and not what I'm designed to be. And it really did mess me up to the point where my own family used to talk about me and would literally talk bad about me. My mother, she wasn't warm-hearted. She was more of, you need to get your life together, you need to get your life together. And she used to talk about me with her friend. And me and my mother, we used to fight. And it was bad. It was bad. So bad. But now now that I'm getting older, it's starting to get better. But I see the root of everything. Just overall, on my mother's side of the family, it's nothing but drama, jealousy, and competition. And it's disgusting to me. And I just feel like it shouldn't even have to be that way. But it is on my mother's side. And it's like on my father's side, my father was in and out of my life. My mother and my father, they always had conflict. I was always in the middle. It was always about child support. So I didn't really have a father figure for real, except for my stepfather that my mother being with for a couple of years, but they didn't get along. One time they ended up getting into a bad fight, and he ended up busting my mother's lip. Like, he was a Gemini, by the way, so he was very flip-floppy. And, but I always used to lean on men so much because it was just too much drama going on with females, and I was very, like, I hate females, and females do too much, and I'm cool with the guys type of thing. But now that's starting to change a little bit, but I'm still, like, leaning over to the men because it seems like with females, it's always competition. It's always, I'm the top queen bee, and all the rest of y'all are peasants. And I don't like that. I don't rock with that at all. If you got confidence in yourself, do that. If you want to do whatever you want to do in life, do that. But you ain't got to be bashing every other woman. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just also, and I'm living with my auntie now, and I'm ready to get out of her place. And I get back into my dorm room on the 21st, so I'm ready to get out of here. But she has been saying, like, just negative things, try to weigh me down because she's weighed down. She has very low self-esteem. It is, plus, my cousin that is in my family, she's on drugs, and her children are living with my auntie, and she tears all of them up with hurtful words. And my little cousin, I had a conversation with her yesterday, and she was just like, your auntie, she just be saying hurtful things to me because she's very heavy set. She's very thick. And my auntie, she's on the heavy side as well. And she would just call my little cousin a fat ass and all of this and all that, calling her retarded. And my cousin, she's only 12 years old. And she's highly advanced with her way of thinking. She's very quiet. She's very reserved. When you have a one-on-one conversation with her, she is highly intelligent. She's talking about now having her own place and investing in a business and all types of stuff. I'm like, whoa, and you only 12 years old? She was like, yeah, because everybody thinks that I'm dumb because I'm quiet, and I'm not dumb, I'm not stupid. And it's just, I could tell that it's putting a toll over her and her mental, and I feel like a lot of women in my mother's side, they always hit the mental. They always hit the mental, because some of the females in this family, their mental is messed up. Their priorities is not right. Like, and it's just sickening. It's so sad. And I just feel like I always been different since I was a child, I just felt like I was ambushed when I was a child, because I feel like in my spirit I should be farther than where I'm at right now in life. I should be farther where I'm at with my spirituality. It's like now I'm starting to uprise and wake up, and it's like when I fully get 100% into my spirituality, things are going to get pushed out. A lot of
That's
things are going to
sure.
get pushed out in my family. Yeah, but
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But thank you for calling, because I'm going to piggyback on what you're saying. I'm writing notes. I'm going to come back. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I have one more person coming in effect. Thank you for calling Freaky Tale.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yeah. I just wanted to say, like, I understand exactly. I think it was what Sandy was talking about, how her mom mm-hmm. is a witch. Like, I totally get that. One thing that people need to take into consideration is being a witch is not always about lighting candles.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You can use words. See, on YouTube, like what you were saying in one of your videos, Wayward, is on YouTube, you got these novelty witches. They make it look like, you know, and I'm going to add, they make it look like all these spells, you just need candles and stuff. No. I come from, mm-hmm. I'm a witch as well. And just like Sandy's mom, my mom will straight up say bad things about me behind my back. And I think the reason why they do this is because there is a jealousy, and they realize that we probably have something powerful within ourselves that maybe
uh-huh.
they don't have.
Yes.
They have power too, but I think they know that we are very, there's something about us that they don't have. Now, in my case, I think maybe it's a spirit like that got you into wanting to produce this show, because I just had a problem with my mom. I had came back from going to multiple stores, about maybe like two or three of them, whatever, and we were talking. My sister was there. We were talking about this, about the TV my mom had bought, and out of nowhere, my mom was like, stop attacking me. And I was nowhere near this woman. I didn't say nothing bad. I thought, you know, it's like we were just having a regular conversation. She likes to make up stuff that does not exist. I don't know whether it's bipolar. I know it's actually being
the type
of
woman. Isn't that your woman, Sandy?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Your story sounds so similar to what Sandy was explaining to me. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So she's been bothering me for, I'm almost 40 years old, and I believe that between her and my dad, I think they may have, there must be some type of curse over my life, and I think I'm trying to break that. Because I notice, like, if I say I got a job or something, it's like they don't care. If I succeed at something, I got two college degrees, they don't care. But it's like they want my ruin to come, this is ruined. And just like the black man was talking about when he said how his mom was, like, very abusive and didn't care, that sounds a lot like my mom. Lots. So to me, I think, like, in one of your shows where you mentioned something about how, like, people have handlers, I wonder if these mothers are handlers of us.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They are.
Yeah.
But continue. Yes,
and I think there's some type of demonic attachment. And keep in mind, I want listeners to take into consideration that a witch doesn't have to light candles. My mom does not have an altar. She doesn't have all this fancy stuff. But the words are very, and she will talk about you behind your back. Now, when she went and lied in front of everybody and said that, stop attacking me, my mom, my dad was in the room, one of my older sisters in the room, and they just got quiet. And I think at that point, my sister finally realized the stuff that I was saying about my mom was true. And see, my sister, she knows that she wants to live in this fake world, like everybody's happy, it's okay, you got to respect your parents and all this other stuff. But it could have a Christianity attached to it, but at the same time, I think we got to take responsibility for our own actions in society. Sometimes we can't just blame Christianity for everything. You know? There is a huge Christianity and how slavery has how Christianity was forcing us to get a slavery. I get it. But the thing with it is, I'm trying to break, and I've been working on breaking down this evil, this curse. I'm trying to, because I honestly think it's some type of, it could be a generational thing, too. And as for the other lady who called, I'm not going to blame this on women. I'm all for women empowerment and women power and divine goddess and all that. I think a lot of this is more deeper than just blaming females. It's too deep to go into. It's one of those situations where I'm going to probably eventually have my own YouTube channel to discuss a lot of this stuff, but the issues between my mom is really deep, and they will talk about you behind your back. And I think they did it on purpose to get you alone. Because if you remember the story of Gabriel Fernandez, it was that, I think, Mexican Hispanic boy that was beat to death, and his parents were, and it was in the news, and it was known, there was another psychic that was talking about how his mom would always try to tell other people that he was a bad boy. And that's what they noticed. Abusive mothers, they will lie, oh, so-and-so's bad, so-and-so's this and that. And as for her checking your vagina, that happens, I believe, I don't know what Muslim country it is or whether it happens in other Muslim countries, but there's something called like the egg test where they put an egg inside of a woman's vaginal, and if it breaks, she's considered a virgin. If it falls out, that means that she's not a virgin. You might want to look that up online. Something's dealing with eggs. And to me, that's ridiculous. But I don't really think it's just a black female issue. I think it's more deep. And I think there are certain demons that govern certain families to tear people down. So as for anybody who's going to keep your head up, stay positive, because there's something in you that you have that they want to destroy. Don't let them destroy, because we're going to be somebody positive to probably bring about a great future, and we can't give that up.
Thank you so much, because that is what you just said empowered me, because that's some real shit you saying right there. Because we go through these horrific, dramatic energies with our parents, with our mothers, and let's not forget, we call our grandmothers mamas. We look at our aunties as mothers, and all of that play a part in our life. But it's funny that you say that, because I believe my mother seen something in me. And sometimes people say snark remarks to you to tear you down. Remember, Sandy, I said to you that the way my energy was, my mother would turn around and say, well, you're not the girl of the family. You know, but that's because she's seen who I am, and that was to put me back in place. You see what I mean? But we have to break them spells and curses that manifest and live on our own energies and on our own road, and don't look back, because black people, especially black women, don't know how to separate ourselves from our mamas and their wives and just move on. It's okay to be alone and live your fucking life.
Right.
Because
and I think that's one of the reasons.
Sick.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I think that one of the reasons why my younger sister is always around my mother, I think that's why she can't really break free. I have another sister, but anyways, I'm going to probably eventually come out with my own YouTube channel, and I also want to be a business owner. And you did mention, how you wanted black people or black women to own their own botanicas and what have you, and I'm probably on my way. I've been doing what I need to do. I have 2 college degrees, so I'm working. It's a slow process, but it's like what that girl was saying that called, that once she said, there's something like, once she reaches her spiritual potential. She's going to do what she needs to do, and that's what I'm working on, because I have manifested stuff. I've had made stuff mm-hmm. come true. But when things work out mm-hmm. well, I'm going to be very powerful. And I'm not bragging, but I'm just, it's a process. And that's for the young man.
No, you shouldn't brag.
He's having
okay
a hard
to
time.
Brag.
Okay.
It's
okay.
You know what? You know what? Also,
as for the black man
caller.
Who's still. Hello?
Thank you, Carl. I'm sorry. Thank
oh,
you,
oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
You know what? Sandy, go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to add
another
caller. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to add this, because what she said, it didn't dawn on me, but I think we might have had this conversation before of how,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we were a certain age, we didn't know we were spiritualists because we weren't
uh-uh.
told we were spiritualists. And she kind of triggered something in my head thinking about, my mother did see something in me that she either envied, and she, you know, hanging around with them old bitches, Mrs. Robinson and the crew. When I went to see Mrs. Robinson didn't tell me who I was. I had to get involved in Santeria. I had to pay fucking I don't know how much money to get involved in Santeria to find out that I am a spiritualist, that I am a witch. When my own mother
mm-hmm.
crew knew but would refuse to tell me who I was, just like
mm-hmm.
you didn't know who you were. And
mm-hmm.
and like you said, it's like they know you have something in you, but they don't want you to know that you have it in you. And
mm-hmm.
I think people need to also know, because I would tell you, there was a time when Ms. Robinson told me, don't tell your mother everything. And at that time, I didn't
mm-hmm.
trip off of her saying that to me, right? And I had told you I would share all kind of things with my mother, and those things
mm-hmm.
would go to the left. If I was dating a dude, all of a sudden things would go to the left with the dude. Or if I tried to get this, or if I tried to get that, shit would just go away. And I'm like, what happened? And it took Mrs. Robinson to tell me, you know, stop telling your mother so much. But I wasn't in my mind, you know, thinking that my mother didn't want me to be. My mother didn't want me to be better than her. My mother didn't want me to have shit. My mother wanted me to eat shit. And that concept in my mind at that time was like, you know, I couldn't absorb that. I couldn't comprehend that, because that's my mother. And isn't your mother
mm-hmm.
supposed to want the best for you? So even when you, you know, pointed out shit, it was still hard, because it's like, well, that's my mother. And
mm-hmm.
why would she do this? And literally, it's like whenever I would tell her something, shit would just go to the left and I would lose. And it's like, God
mm-hmm.
damn. And even with the spirituality, even when I would say, hey, when I got crowned, because she didn't want me in Santeria, and when I got crowned, that was a problem. But she still, even when I said, hey, I am this, and she would say, no, she would,
mm-hmm.
I can't think of that word, she would trivialize, she would make it less than, like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm just a joke and shit. No, you're not.
Sandy, may I put you on hold for one moment for this person that's been waiting for a while?
Okay.
And okay, good. Thank you for calling Freaky Tales.
Hello?
Hey,
it's Gaston from Florida. I wanted to call back. I actually
okay.
wanted to speak to actually like 3 points that you made. The first
okay.
was about not realizing that your mother was a witch. I kind of want to tell you guys my story a little bit. My dumbass got initiated into Santeria. You know what I'm saying? I was in that shit for like 3 seconds and I got the fuck out. But, you know, when I had my little apartment and I had my little altar set up, my mom had came over one day. And my mom is not a spiritual person. She's not that really a creative person. She's never really been that way. You know me, I'm creative, I'm spiritual, I'm with that
yeah.
shit. you know, my mom was never really like that. And I was kind of always, growing up, I was kind of always disappointed in my mom, because I'm like, how could you birth such a creative-ass person and you're not creative yourself? But
okay,
she came to my house one day, and, you know, she walked past the room where I had kept my altar in, and she said, oh, which deity are you worshiping? I looked at her. I was like, what? I said, what you know about some deities and Orishas? What you know about that? I said, me and you ain't never had no conversation like that. So I peed. So from that point, I said, huh. But also wanted to speak to just how your mother specifically can put blocks on you, and I keep hearing us talking about the shit that our mothers do to us, you know, as far as, you know, spell work, and it's like, if anybody could do work on you, wouldn't it be your mother?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the person closest to you to get to you? You
yeah,
know? And
mine did. Shit.
Can we also speak to how, I mean, now this is my situation. To what Sandy just said about, you know, not your mother not seeing something in you and not wanting you to be. And for me, you know, my mother put up hella roadblocks for me, you know. And like you said, trivializing your shit. You know, me, I'm a creative. I'm an artist. Any creative endeavors that I tried to do, like, you know, I had drum recitals and shit. My mom never took me. But when I wanted to play football, I bet you her ass took me every goddamn time, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And can we talk about financials and credit? About how when I was 18 and I went to go get my first motherfucking apartment, the lady at the apartment place pulling up my shit, talking about you got some shit from off. This was like in 2012. I'm 18. She like, yeah, you have an account from some energy company in 2008. I'm like, I was 15 years old.
Oh,
wait a minute, may I stop you for a moment? Because when my mother died when I was 17, I had the creditors calling the house asking for my name. And they say, you owe for Frank and Mint. I said, what? You owe for Bank of America.
Lord.
Damn.
My first apartment, I had a roommate. My roommate had to get everything in their name, because when I tell you, I can't get nothing in my name. I called the light company. She had lights in my name. She had water in my name. She had cable in my name.
Okay.
I said to her, but when you do that shit, here's my thing. When you do that shit, it's like, were you expecting me to not be shit? Were you expecting me to not ever have my own place? Were you expecting me to not ever be? That's the shit I'm talking about.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
God.
But I just wanted
you
to say that. I won't hold you guys.
Thank you. Sandy, there's one more caller. Let me get this person.
Okay.
See if I could tap them in. Caller, thank you for calling Freaky Tales.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, yep. I can hear you.
I'm kind of just listening and taking it all in. I could relate to a lot of what's being said here. Even the part where you brought up when they see something in you and I guess they don't want you to have it or develop it. I could say that I've experienced that as well, you know, as far as spiritual gifts, you know, physical gifts, whatever it may be. I can see and recognize the mental illness of it all as well.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's something in the mind, so I guess it has to be something in the spirit too, because that's where it starts. The generational curses, it's just, I could relate to what every single caller has said so far, back to the first one.
Wow. And it's funny you said mental illness, because we're now realizing our parents have mental illness. And I've just heard the same thing, that my mom, I didn't realize, suffered from depression and anxiety. And I didn't understand what was going on. And remember I was saying to you, Sandy, I was like, my mom was taking values and shit.
Uh-huh.
And when I looked back at her pictures, and I looked at a picture before she died, and I seen in her eyes the mental illness. That shit transfer on us, or they transfer that spell on us. But
exactly.
It's unbeknownst. And we don't
right,
know what the fuck reason we're battling.
Because it's not us.
Okay. Exactly. Exactly. But thank you for calling, caller. I'm going, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to get another caller.
Hello.
Caller,
hi.
Thank you for calling Freaky Tales. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Good.
I've been enjoying the show tonight, and it's very pertinent to my own experience. It's also a relationship with my grandmother, and I have an older sister that's like 15 years older than me.
Okay.
And this kind of happened late in life. Like, my mother passed away about 5 years ago, and, you know, before then, I had, a wonderful childhood, a great mother, family relationship, everything. And, went away to school and my mother passed away. I come back from New York, back to Ohio for this funeral, and it was devastating. And all hell broke loose. So they wouldn't let me make decisions on my mother's funeral. Everything. It was a mess. And I had to stay here. From leaving where I was, my apartment fell through, so I had to depend on my family, thinking I'm coming back home to my loving family. And it's been hell on earth, just like, a lot of other people have said. And I have, watched videos, about, narcissism and family relationships and jealous mothers, trying to figure out what is this dynamic and why is it now? You know what I mean? I haven't lived here. I haven't lived with my mother since I was 17 years old. So I haven't even been in a, in that type of environment of needing. I've been out doing my thing. So it's like, are you jealous of where I've been? My sister's jealous because she never did anything. She lived with my mom and she lived with my grandmother. And I've been away for 20 years. Working and, doing my thing.
But
it's funny,
but I'm just going to interrupt you for 1 second.
Mm-hmm,
because you've been away for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and they had to deal with an energy.
But I was busy, but I was sending Christmas presents. I was home for the holidays. I was calling every week. They was always involved in every step.
It doesn't matter. You're gone.
Were you telling me? I could have just left him at 17. I could have been like one of those runaway kids, like, oh, my family's horrible. And I never felt that, though, but to be an adult, like, with goodness. But you buried my mother, and you wouldn't even let me in on it.
Wow.
And it was like, right. Like, oh, we sat down with the people all together. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. Where's your place? Are you the youngest or the oldest or the middle?
The youngest.
Okay, I'm going to speak on that. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to get to one more person. Thank you for calling Freaky Tales. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. So I'm caught chiming in and tuning in a little late, so I didn't get to catch the full story, but I just wanted to share a story regarding the topic of fucked up mothers. And I have an interesting story. Someone that I know who his mother was, at the time that she was pregnant with him, the father of the child was fucking around with drugs. This was in the 80s. Ended up contracting HIV. He told this lady, hey, I think I'm sick. I'm sick. So at this point, the lady is worried. You know what I mean? It was the beginning of AIDS. And you know what I mean? It was just a different mindset that she had. Anyway, so she had this fear. She went crying to her mother. She told the mother, I don't want this baby in me. I want this baby out of me. And long story short, the guy grows up, the child grows up to be a gay man and ends up contracting HIV. But for me, what I want to just say and tie it all in together is that that was just a, I feel like that was a spell that the mother put on the child. The child felt that. And it was just an interesting story kind of tying in about mothers putting spells on their children and unbeknownst spells at that. So just an interesting story.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's a whole lot, Sandy, that I wrote down.
Yeah.
But I wanted to put you back on the person that said they're the youngest child. Let
uh-huh.
me say this to you. Among mothers and siblings, the youngest child never gets respect. You're the
True.
Youngest child, Sandy. I'm the youngest child. That person talked about funeral arrangements, okay?
Uh-huh.
I remember when my mother, before she died, my mother had a thing in spirit. She didn't want to be buried because she felt it's claustrophobic. I told
uh-huh.
my grandmother, remember, your grandmother is your mother too. I said, my mother
yeah.
wants to be cremated. No. In death, my grandmother controlled my mother, and they're buried on top of each other. But my mother wanted to fucking be cremated. Because this goes back generations. But even that, I warned my brothers about my uncle because my grandmother died about a month later after my mother. Okay? This is how real
mm-hmm.
spirit is. And I told my brothers, you better watch my uncle. Better watch him because he keeps going in a room. And at the time I was 17, I said, with a coal miner's hat, you better watch him. Something's going to jump off. Lo and behold, they didn't ask my opinion about nothing. They actually disrespected me, my brothers. My uncle came back and acted a fucking fool and said that we were trying to steal from our grandmother, but we were the ones taking care of her. But that motherfucker wouldn't even wipe her ass in her sickness. But nobody believed me. But, you know, part of that is jealousy and being the youngest. Because even through that, and I told you this, I would see stuff of my older brother that was foul. And I would tell my mother, hey, Mom, Eric, yada, yada, yada. No, he couldn't do that because he's a good child. Okay? Now, my mom told me that my older brother was a good child, right?
Right.
Which was a spell on me for mm-hmm. me not to have a voice. Then when shit was going on, I didn't say nothing. I trusted my brother. I'm going to tell you how much due to my mother and having that impact, that's a spell in trust and naivety. Because I'm going to break some shit down to you. On my mother's side of the family, they believe I'm naive. But I'm naive because of the family curse of us believing and trusting each other and being taught to trust each other. Well, I trusted my family. I trusted my brother. My brother lied to me. Say, hey, sign it. It's just so you don't be responsible for the loan. Right?
Right.
Because my mom said
No, Eric ain't do any wrong. He's good. My grandmother said he's the eldest. You got to trust him because you got to trust the elders in your fucking family, right? But in my spirit, I always felt, nah, these niggas crooked. I'm not crooked for real people, right? Okay? But because I was always advised you trust the elders in your family, which does a domino effect. This also includes my cousin Iris. Huh. So I'm in line to trust every elder because every female elder, because we really didn't have any male figures, said trust. But that caused a spell on me, which caused people to believe I was naive and stupid and I didn't know any better. Because my brother said, sign this document. So I signed it without no delay, no question.
Mm-hmm.
Years later, I found out I signed my name off the fucking deed of my grandmother's house, which is my fucking inheritance. Because that motherfucker wanted to be shady with the money and crooked. But my mama said, my grandma said, right? See, we got to look at dynamics of female energy. But like the woman said that called the caller, it's not only black. It's across the board. Because do you remember when I did that reading in Oakland? And the lady, it was a white woman, and she was going through it with her mother. So it's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's an energy. It's a demon.
It's also like you had that going on, and it's also about control and wanting to keep you in a child's place, even as a fucking adult. And
can I stop you for a moment right there? Let me stop you right there for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because my family don't know I'm a fucking adult. They keep calling me Little Marion. Little Marion.
Oh,
Little Marion. That's my fucking name if you niggas don't fucking know. M-A-R-I-O motherfucking N, bitch.
Marion.
Exactly, motherfuckers. They never put me in an adult place. I'm always in a child place. Okay? Let's talk about spells and curses.
And they want to keep you in that place. They want to keep us in that place. And I've always felt like this. I don't know why my mother had fucking kids. She should have never had fucking kids. My mother had my mother had issues, I would think, you know, but when she was pregnant with my brother and us both, she was in a depression, right? And there was also curses thrown at both of us when we were inside of her. And not only that, again, she is a shady-ass woman. She's always been shady. She's an evil bitch. So we also have to reap shit from what she's done and continues to do.
But let me stop you right there for a moment with your I'm sorry, Sandy. Let me stop you right there for a moment with your mom. You know with your mother, with her being an elder, right?
Right.
And you know how you have to get at me because I have a thing with elders. When I had that conversation with your mother, and she was throwing you under the bridge, under the Bay Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge, the Vallejo Bridge,
mm-hmm.
and whatever bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, and she didn't want you to have a life. She didn't want you to own a business. She didn't want you to do shit. And I was advocating for you. Your mama ain't shit for a lot of shit she was in, but I still have respect for her. And even up until this time, I still had respect because of what? Of elders, right?
Yeah, even when you heard her call me all kind of bitches and was verbally abusive to me, you still was on that elder shit. Even when she physically threatened me, we're talking about a fucking, she wasn't 80 yet, but a 70-some-year-old woman threatening in your presence to hit
she
me,
ran up on
you still.
She ran.
Yes,
your
she
mama
did.
Ran up on you. Your mama
like
ran up on you 20. Like a motherfucker was ready to swing.
Like what you call her, Ma Barker? Yeah, my
yes,
mama gangster.
Yes,
she came up on me.
Yes, and I was standing there like Miss Mudman.
And I'm like, you my mama, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I can't put my hands on you. Why am I supposed to let you hit me?
Ooh.
But
ooh.
You still seen her as an elder, but I'm like, she's a motherfucker. This woman is verbally abusive, been physically abusive. But you still viewed her as
was.
An elder.
Because
yeah.
She tried to call the police on me, and Elijah said I threw her down the stairs, and I didn't do shit.
Yeah. She a cold piece, isn't she?
That's
she's
your
a
mama.
Motherfucker. Exactly. She's a
that's
motherfucker.
Your mama.
But you have to
but let me say this. But let me say this for a moment, and what I found very interesting, and it's so much that we can't even get to everything.
I mean,
not everything. We have schizophrenia mothers.
Mm-hmm.
We have drug addict mothers. We
mm-hmm.
have mothers that go on with men and let and leave their kids with these motherfuckers. Okay? I want to read something really quick. And you will know when I read it because I want to talk about this really quick. Prison mom,
okay.
Right?
Oh, shit.
And...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh shit.
And we're gonna keep going
okay,
for a
I know.
Moment.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm now on here. I'm gonna give the full name. Lamar is no stranger to hard work and determination. He was born in prison, raised by Mexican American foster family, and graduated high school. Not knowing how to read and write. Today, he's a proud U.S. Navy veteran, bilingual in Spanish, English, a graduate of George Washington University, a public servant, and healthcare executive. Let me say this for a moment. You got to know people's pedigrees.
Most definitely.
Yes, no, they fathers, but what the fuck is they mother? He was born to a prison incarcerated mother. No judgment, but you got to know the pedigree. This man can be determined to be damaged. Why?
Mm-hmm.
One, he picked up the energies of the jail system. Two, he picked up the spirits of the inmates.
Mm.
Didn't say that he graduated out of high school without learning how to read. Is that a behavioral problem? Was his mother on crack? Because we have these new breeds of motherfuckers that are species. And we don't know if they're crack babies or were they raised by others.
Mm-hmm.
And these new breed of black men that we see that are not with black women, they're all not foreign. Many of them are homegrown.
Yeah.
How many of them got issues due to mommy and the issues that vary? When we talked to prison system, and I remember telling you myself, I was breeded in the prison system because my
mm-hmm.
father is a product of fucking St. Quentin. And more. But my mama married my father in St. Quentin. And I went to family visits and shit. So I was in the presence of Charles Manson and more. what energies did I pick up, and am I a psychopath and sociopath? And how did being dreaded in the prison system affect my life today?
You
but
know you're a motherfucker.
The funny thing is then a domino effect. Because I have to break the barriers and spells and curses. Because my mama had to stop taking me up to prison and family visits. I have tattoos due to me looking at fucking bottles and the cholos. Because when going into the family business, I'm looking at the Mexicans with the tattoos and being in a fucking mobile home. Do you understand that that's still detriment to me? That I went and had the audacity to turn around and do that to my own fucking kids and take them up to 850 Bryant to go see their fucking father? Check myself as a fucking parent. As a fucking mother, and it's failed. But I'm going to take this call from Southern California, bitch.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I
can hear
me?
Yes. Yes, I just wanted to piggyback on the gentleman, what he said about basically about his mother, like, messing up his credit and basically him saying, like, was she always, like, thinking he wasn't shit? And that's basically how I feel, like, constantly, like, just throwing shit, like, you're not going to be shit, or you don't have money right now, so that means you're not going to be shit in the future, and just, like, constantly, like, I don't, and then also, I just felt like in your old, one of your old YouTube videos, you mentioned, like, being a mark, and that's how I felt, like, maybe I was just getting all this attention because maybe I'm a mark, you know? But then again, hearing all these talks, I'm just like, no, it's just maybe her energy and not me. So I'm actually glad that I heard this, because I'm just thinking maybe, like, fuck, like, I'm getting all this negative energy because fuck, like,
caller, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Your parents, and it's funny, mainly your mother is your teacher, right?
Yes.
And she teaches you how to be treated. And you felt like a mark. But was your mother a mark? Was your grandmother a mark?
Yes. Yeah.
There you go. Then that's why you got the mark of Cain on your head. How do you break
that's
it?
When, and that's when I heard that, I was just like, fuck, maybe that's why. But then now, listening to this, that's totally not the case. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to say. And that, thank you and for the blog.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thanks.
There's another caller. Let's see who this is. Oh, no, wait a minute. Let me see. This is Freaky Tales.
Hello.
Hi.
It's me again. It's Jada again. I really want to mention young men that are motherless. I have been dealing with a guy. He's well known around St. Louis. He's actually a Mason and a poet, and he's in a process of basically crossing over to be in a fraternity. But outside of all that, he's motherless. His mother basically kicked him out, I guess, half of his life. That's what he told me. Like, his mother never listened to him. His father wasn't in his life, and he's just been on his own. And it's like, he's an Aquarius, by the way. And sometimes he'd be like in and out with the intimate type of stuff, with the loving. And it really be making me mad, because I be wanting the affection all the time. But he's like in and out with everything. I feel like he has abandonment issues, for one. And two, he had a history of a little bit of homosexuality, in this program he was in. That's what he told me.
Okay.
Like, he can start a secret. Yeah. So he said he's fully straight. From the energies of him, he's straight. But I just feel like he has abandonment issues, and he's like a little insecure about himself because he's short. I've never been with a short man before. And he has eczema, and he stutters. So he has everything. Yeah.
A lot going on.
It's a lot going on with this man. But but he's romantic, and he has a particular energy about him that is so highly advanced. And I just feel like he's not 22 years old. I feel like that man is 40 years old in the spirit. And I feel like I'm very old as well, but I feel like he leans over towards me because I feel like
mm-hmm.
he sees me as a mother figure and also
mm-hmm.
a girlfriend. And it's annoying half of the time because it's like, I want you to be my man, not, you know, leaning towards me
mm-hmm.
to be a mother figure and a girlfriend. And plus, I'm taking care of my middle brother.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get along with my mother. Like I said, my mother, she's not here emotionally. Like, she's not here. She's not taking the lead. And it's like, I have to take the lead for my brother, definitely my middle brother. And it's a lot because my brother, he's a Taurus. He's very stubborn at times. And he has a very strong
mm-hmm.
personality. So do I. So it's like a battle.
And you're on
your like
fucking nerves.
Yes. This young man, he has a body of his own. He's very strong. But that man, you know, my last nerves, but it's like I'm afraid that the streets are going to teach him about, like, I don't want him to fall into a dark hole. So it's like I'm here for him. It's like I'm being a sister and a mother, and it's annoying. And the guy that I've been with, his sister, she has been there, a mother and a sister. And it was like forced on her because the mother would literally push the young man I was talking to towards the sister and be like, you take him. And the sister would be like so mad that she starts crying. And like my dude said, he always told me like his sister used to be suicidal. Like she wanted to kill herself or something because there was too much going on. But yeah, it's really interesting with just this whole topic, how everybody just called in and just told their stories. And I just feel like it's way deeper than just
mm-hmm.
the demonic part. I feel like it's both, the spirit, the demonic.
But
and
I want to say something to you really quick, just to cut you off really quick. You talked about motherless child, right? So
mm-hmm.
what's very interesting is this. I lost my mother when I was 17, but I've always
mm-hmm.
had to become a big girl.
Yeah.
And my mom, weirdly enough, taught me how to become a big girl. My
right.
children's father, technically, he's a motherless child because he's
mm.
adopted, okay?
Wow. Yeah.
And I don't really know the true story of my kid's father because
mm-hmm.
he tells me many stories of his biological mother. But he
mm-hmm.
was adopted, and he was adopted by a wealthy woman and her husband. But
mm.
in a way, he was still a motherless child because she was not a mother to him, but a hindrance
right.
and his enemy because she held her money over his head. Okay?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Which my energy and his energy attracted each other because we're both motherless children. Okay?
Yes.
And we're seeking each other. But he's
mm-hmm.
damaged, I'm damaged. Because
yep.
of energies in my life, energies in his life, right?
Right.
Until this day, that man is seeking. The only thing he can tell me is that his biological mother had him on the street corners of San Francisco and pushed
wow.
out. But from that, he has issues with black women
mm-hmm.
that he's abusive and will harm women. And I should have gotten it when I first got with him because he was all up in his adoptive mother's face. But I didn't understand because we all grew up together, right? One
right.
day his adoptive mother came and threatened him over his life if he didn't leave me because she was a jealous ass bitch. Let's talk about that. That's a whole other show.
Boy, is
then she dangled the wheel over his head. So when you're mm-hmm. talking about him being a motherless child, run. Because it's detrimental
yeah.
to your life. You're not a babysitter of that nigga. Because he's looking
right.
for a mama. And sooner or later it's going to turn into mental, verbal, and physical abuse. Then what's happening mm-hmm. is that you're going to feel that you can't leave because you have your own issues with your mama. Then you
right.
want to make him right. But he will never be right because he's got to find out his fucking self. Because he's a motherless child, like you a motherless child. You hear?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was very stubborn.
Yeah, and I noticed this about him. He has a lot of...
You hear?
I know. And I noticed...
What's
I'm sorry.
That?
I was just...
Don't
know
what's that that came out of me on that one, okay?
And I noticed this about him. He has a lot of female friends. And I told him, while I'm here, you're going to have to cut some of these female friends off, and some of these female friends are exes. And I'm like, no, bruh, no. But, yeah, me and him, we're not even talking. We're not together anymore, but I still feel like he's trying to wheel his way back on in. But it's like I'm in a
no.
whole other energy. I
let him go.
So it's like, no, bro. No,
let him go.
Back.
He will cause stress in your life. Let that nigga go. Okay? But I'm going
yeah.
to take this other call, okay?
Okay.
You know what? Look, before you take
oh,
that
no,
call, let me
up.
Say this real quick.
Let me
say this real quick because that it, I mean, this isn't exactly like what's going on, but it just reminds me of my oldest nephew, Randy, who's an Aquarius, and his mm-hmm. mother died from AIDS in the 80s, and
mm-hmm.
she was married to my brother, and, you know, Cancers and Geminis, that's not a good combination. She was a Cancer, and my brother's a Gemini, and, you know, out of spite, she got with somebody she shouldn't have got with and ended up getting AIDS. And my nephew
wow.
was motherless at, I think he was 12 when she died.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted me to be his guardian.
Mm-hmm.
And I was young. And I didn't know a lot of stuff, you know, that was going on kind of on the under with my mother because my mother's sneaky. And she wanted me to take him, but she wanted me to have help. And
mm-hmm.
my mother, instead of my brother stepping up and say, hey, that's my son, I'm going to take him, he didn't do that. He was a punk bitch. And
wow.
he didn't take control of his son. So he ended up going to live with her friend and husband.
Mm-hmm.
My mother purposely did not want him to come live in her house. And that was her blood. That was her
wow.
grandson. That was her first grandson. But that my nephew was my father's heart and soul. And my father's a Cancer. My mother would do whatever she could do possibly to make him miserable. So she chose not to have her grandson come. She chose to have a grandson be raised by strangers. Strangers
wow.
to us, but friends of, you know, of my sister-in-law. And he has grown up kind of like a stranger because my mother didn't want
yeah.
him, basically.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want him. And she didn't want me to raise him. So he's been married twice. He's on his second marriage, but my relationship with him is strained because of all those issues and the fact of control. But
yeah.
his mother, he grew
what mother is. And he loves his mother to death. And, you know, it makes me think, well, what is he dealing with? Because I don't know what he experienced in that household. And what does he feel about his own flesh and blood not raising him? And what issues is he having because of that?
Wow.
And it's just, you know, and that's who you guys are interacting with, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it is so, so deep. It's unbelievable.
It is. It really is. And Aquarius people, they know how to block very well, block their emotions.
They do. They're extremely detached.
Yes.
And it's like, it's uncomfortable because you don't know how to reach them. And, you know,
nope.
That's a relationship that'll never be because, you know, they will hold on to that. All he knows is that his family wasn't there for him. But, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. Yeah. We have another caller, but thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see, because hopefully this will go through. Hi,
okay.
This is Freaky Tales. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello? I guess they hung up. So this has been an interesting conversation. We're at the end of our show. Ooh, this sounds like a continuance. And maybe
yeah.
We should have a continuance. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to end it with looking towards your ancestors and uprooting the issues. I don't even know what to say. That's why I had to drink some whiskey and ginger ale on this shit. That's why you
it's
have
heavy.
That southern voice. That spirit come out. All right. So, again, Sandy, you ending? Jeez. You ended.
This was a heavy, heavy talk, and I know there are a lot of people out there that can relate and will reflect, and I think the main thing that I want to say right now is don't let anybody stop you from doing whatever the fuck you want to do, and furthermore, don't tell your mama or your daddy, whoever it is that's toxic, don't tell them your movement because they will try to stop your flow. And that took me a long time to learn. So whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, whatever it is you're trying to do, keep it to yourself. Keep your movements to yourself until you're at that place that you want to be. And then you can floss as much as you want to as long as when you get there. When you get there, then floss on that ass. And that's all I got to say. Do you?
Okay. And I'm just going to say this really quick. And with Sandy having out, because I'm here with my boys right now and I get on their fucking nerves. And I'm off the hinges. My 15-year-old says that I'm watery and my head and I make things confusing. Then my 12-year-old say that I'm angry or what? You think I have anger problems? I'm mentally insane. You see what
insane.
I mean? I know, huh? But as parents, we're not perfect. But as long as we're intuitive with our children, and the bottom line is that that's what makes Sandy and I different, but then alike. And the funny thing is that I understand her energy, but then it's like, damn, I don't understand. You see what I mean? And everything
yeah.
is spirit and spells and curses. And the bottom line is that we have to understand the root of everything, and everything is curses and spirits and dynamics of generational curses. But what we have to do is break it. Nothing
yeah.
keep us in line with that shit. Nothing. But then let alone we could break that shit. It's not a yoni egg. It's not a womb. It's not love and light. This is dark matter, dark spirit. And we've got to handle
yeah.
them demons and then create, but break it. And we could break it. But we don't know how, and we don't know that we're sick. But we don't know that that we're sick due to the womb. And meaning the womb, once we are pushed out, then we have to reap every fucking energy of our parents and the jealousy and the envy and the bullshit and the
mm-hmm.
trials and the tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we got to bounce and get away from that energy.
Okay?
And you have to be,
so,
and you have to be mm-hmm. okay with that, too. I think that's very important.
That's right.
You have to be okay with that. And white people don't have a problem bouncing the fuck
but
out
sure.
of their family. And never
white people
you will never hear from their ass
again.
Exactly.
Exactly.
White people
exactly.
put you up out the house.
Exactly.
Remember this morning I was talking to you about the Real Housewives of New York, and I was saying how one of the chick's parents just pushed her up out the house.
Uh-huh.
But then she had to create her own energy.
Uh-huh.
And as black people or any person, you may be afraid to create your own energy. But I'm saying across the board, you know, a lot of times white people are afraid to speak up. But it doesn't matter if you're white, black, or whatever, you have to create your own energy, or even Hispanic. We go through it.
Right.
Hispanic
right.
people got a real loyalty to their mothers.
Huh.
They do.
A
loyalty. But it could be a motherfucker. So this is Wayward Renegade Witches Ball. Kids is up when you want the real motherfucking work done.